I couldn't believe what my ears were hearing on the evening news. A mother delivers a baby in a toilet, kills the baby, and returns to the prom. What kind of insanity is that? If you're like me, some things you have to read for yourself. Read the story here. The New Jersey teenager who gave birth in a bathroom stall at her senior prom was charged with murder today after the authorities concluded that she had delivered a healthy boy, cut the umbilical cord, choked him, and put him in a plastic bag that she knotted and threw away. The woman, Melissa Drexler, 18, of Forked River, was charged after an autopsy determined she had choked the baby and smothered him either with her hands or with the plastic bag, said John Kay, the Monmouth County prosecutor. In the midst of it, Mr. Kay said today, a girlfriend who had heard sounds from the bathroom stall asked Miss Drexler if she felt ill. The prosecutor said she replied, "I'll be done pretty soon. Go tell the boys we'll be right out." A few minutes later, leaving blood on the floor of the bathroom stall, Miss Drexler went to the dance floor with her boyfriend and prom date, John Lewis, ate a salad, and danced one dance. There are many more stories like this of mothers killing their babies, leaving them in hot cars for an entire day and causing them to suffocate, shaking them to death, or even worse, aborting them. When did mothers become so self-centered and lovers of themselves and pleasure? Many times, as a modern-day Deborah, I receive burdens to pray through a news story that awakens my heart of compassion. I sometimes ask the Lord how he feels about certain events, such as the above-mentioned incident. This will oftentimes open a channel of communication between the Lord and me. One of the major responsibilities of a modern-day Deborah is to bring the heart and mind of God in the earth. When I questioned the Lord about what is happening with these young girls, I heard him say, "The battlefield is no longer a threat to the next generation. The real threat in the 21st century is the wombs of young women." Abortion is a serious issue in our society, but the bigger underlying problem is that the power of nurture is missing in the hearts of women. Women are called to nurture life. God called Eve the mother of all living things. Her role was to nourish and nurture all living things. Women are life givers, not life takers. Abortion is a result of perversion in the hearts of women. The mothering anointing includes the ability to teach and train. The mothering anointing must be restored in the earth. We must be nonconformists. We must be transformed by the renewing of our minds. We must train our daughters according to biblical principles, even when it's not popular. Deborah had the heart of a mother. This was what primarily motivated her leadership over the people of Israel, her rulings, strategies, and interactions with them. Her ability to persevere against all odds was rooted in her desire to nurture village life. Her prophetic insight and powerful intercession was motivated by a mother's love for legacy. For Deborah did not see greatness in emulating the qualities of manhood, but with kindness and faith, she sought to be a mother in Israel, a giver of life, and a nurturer of her people. Mother was the title she gave herself. So not only